Yeah, you never sent me the link for your fucking eBay account. Yeah, fail, son. Just fail. Just.
I will, fail. I guess, if you want it.
No. I was just trying to hook you up. You know, get some people all going over to your eBay account. But no, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
It's simple. It's a simple name.
No, you cannot find it using your name. I searched it. You do not come up.
You search Big Fat Dick Man number one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well then that's why it didn't come up.
Shut the fuck up. It's not your name. eBay will never let you do that. Because I've already taken it. Oh! All right. So what's going on, dog? Another week?
Those cars are close.
You can go up there and touch them if you want. Where are the different?
I'm going to go up there and slap one.
Slap one in the ass. I'm going to
get... Where's our Halloween costume store around here?
Why? What are you looking for?
You get an alien costume and just jump in front of one of those cars.
You will get killed for sure.
They're like, oh my God, there's an alien. And I'm like, did you just assume my gender?
Damn. What's going on, dog? What's going on with you and your life and with your happenings?
Nothing. Just last day of work, man. Got the whole summer off, man.
I'd go fucking crazy. I'd go crazy if I was you.
Whole summer.
You're like, my porn viewing is going to come up by 400%.
Dude, I'm going to be so done with fidget spinner porn. I'm going to be so tired of that.
You're gonna need to get a hobby or some shit.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna take
a side job.
Yeah, I'm gonna take like 2 weeks off because I think that's a good amount of time for anybody to take off. And then I think I'm gonna get a side job till next school year.
You should go be a fluffer in adult video.
Do we have that here?
Why? You're the one that tells me you know where they film some of these things.
I know where they film one porn because I had a job interview in that same building.
Should be like, look, is there a female fluffer? Can I female fluff? Flick the beaner? Can I be
flicked? Yeah, can I flick the bean on her?
Keep her warmed up.
Keep her lubed up. Keep her going.
That's dark. That's much.
You said it.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. Oh, mind.
We're coming from Ramada number 3, apparently.
We need a place to fucking do this podcast. This is getting ridiculous.
We should go back to... Colados and ask them to let us use that back room.
We're gonna have to do something because this is getting a bit much.
Yeah,
it's like we're next thing you know we're gonna be coming from you from some latrine in the middle of nowhere. We're gonna be in the middle of like a porta potty, sharing a porta potty, trying to record this shit because we can't talk about this stuff normally anywhere else.
No, not really. I mean, we could do it like at my house, I guess.
No, I don't want any of that shit. I don't want that drama.
I need that drama. You do it like at your house. I also guess.
We could, but fuck that.
Isn't there somewhere around your house? Which is also outside.
But right, but that's the problem. It's also outside.
That's true. It's going to get hot soon. Like at night.
Yeah, at night. That's the problem when it's 100 degrees and you're outside.
Like we're also going to see like rattlesnakes just coming out at night.
If rattlesnakes come out, they're asking us for water.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck all that, man. Do you know how they make... I found this out recently. You know how they make the anti-venom for snakes?
They use snake bites? Real venom.
What?
They use some venom of the actual snake?
No. So at least... I don't know if this is the way they currently do it. But what they did was that they would... Stop staring at that underage girl. What they would do...
I thought they were trying to steal that dog.
Oh. What they would do is they would get a rattlesnake to bite a horse. Because a horse, it won't kill a horse. And the horse's body, for some reason, can develop the antibodies. So once it's developed the antibodies, they'll pull those from the horse. And that's how they use to, like, whenever dogs get bitten by rattlesnakes, that antivenom is expensive as a motherfucker. It's like 15 Gs or some dumb shit like that. Or at least it used to be. And so that's why it's so much, because you just had to sacrifice a horse in order for you to freaking get your dog to be okay.
Damn, that's some dark crazy shit, right? Yeah.
I don't know if that's how they do it now, but that's how they used to do it for sure.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, the rattlesnake's not going to kill a horse, because the horse can create the antibodies. But you're going to have to give that horse a little bit of pain.
It's probably fine. Probably don't even feel it.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure you don't feel it at all. It's like a mosquito bite, right?
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Anyways, like I was saying earlier, I was flirting with that one girl.
Oh, yeah, you talked about it. Yeah, you mentioned that.
And I was like, she told me she had a kid, and I was like, deuces.
Deuces.
Peace the fuck out. I'm gone.
But, you know.
And like, I didn't say that, but, you know, kind of in my head, I was like, I'm not doing that.
Well, look, man, in all honesty, we're definitely getting at that age now where you're going to have to either increase your minimum number or you're going to have to accept the fact that people our age normally have kids by now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have to ask yourself some deep and hard questions whether or not it's going to be more than just like a surface level relationship. Yeah. Because some of these girls might either already be. It's going to be more and more difficult as we get older and continue to not be with people that you find somebody that is available and doesn't have kids and whatever. It
doesn't have like excess baggage.
Isn't all fucked up.
Yeah.
It doesn't have tattoos on the inside of their palms. You know what I'm saying?
You said you saw that. I didn't see that.
That girl at Chipotle had legit tattoos on the inside of her palm. Like Jesus got stabbed in his hand.
Right, tattoos there?
And I'm like, you're going a whole new level hardcore when you have tattoos in your palm.
It's crazy. But she said she had like one kid. I'm like, that's understandable.
We've all fucked up.
Yeah, we all just haven't pulled out at one point in time. It's understandable. You're 25.
Oh, shit. 25, too.
Yeah.
God.
So I was like, sure, it's fine. And then she's like, yeah, but, you know, I'm kind of with the baby daddy. I'm kind of not with the baby daddy.
What the fuck's that mean?
That's what I was like. I'm like, you're going to have to pick one of those first thing.
I'm with. I'm not with. What the fuck?
I'm like. Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm gone.
That's what you call a goddamn red flag.
Yeah, and that's what I took it as. And I was like, peace the fuck out. I'm gone. Deuces.
Yeah, man, you can't be that, like, I'm kind of with, not.
Nah, I was like, what kind of childish shit is that?
But to me, that almost seems like she's already putting you in the friend zone. Because if she was, like, trying to get with you, she wouldn't have mentioned that. She would have been like, no, I'm single. You know what I mean?
I was pressing her a little bit more. Because I knew it was, like, the end of the school year, so I was like, yeah, what the fuck is it gonna hurt? It's the end of the year. I'm not gonna see her again.
She'd be like, hey, take this dong a couple times. We'll see what happens.
I'll give you some cafeteria.
Hashtag life-changing dick.
I'll give you some cafeteria food.
Oh, jeez.
Extra fruity.
Extra fruity? What?
Yeah, I ate a lot of pineapple earlier.
Oh. Yeah, man. I think that's a hard decision, and you're gonna have to make some goddamn man decisions coming up here soon. You're gonna have to really make some decisions on these women you're gonna be talking to. Cause let's face it, man. If you're getting up there in age and you're a woman, cause let's face it, and this is not a sexist thing, but the biological clock is a 100% true thing. All right, most young women are like, I never have a kid. I don't want to have a kid. And I met a million women like that. And then you start hitting those mid-20s. You start hitting those mid-20s. You start hitting those late 20s, right? And then you start hitting those early 30s. And God, man, that biological clock is like, you need to breed and you need to continue your DNA. It's 100% true. I mean, the one thing you can't escape in life is your biology. And that's the truth. I mean, you could try to be Miss I don't need no man, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I've met a lot of women who are supposedly those same independent women, and they're the ones that are willing to get with some fucking loser. Like, fucking loser. Like, addicted to popping pills and doing dumb shit, borderline abusive, maybe not physically, but emotionally. And they're like, it's okay. I still want to have a kid with this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the biology, man, makes you do some dumb shit. Just like when guys get, like, dick dumb and they're like, no, I'll be okay without a condom. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, my bad.
Is that the noise it makes?
Just like that. It's a So, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's the biology. You cannot supersede the biology. Good luck. Good luck.
It's true, man. It's going to catch up with you one point in time. Yeah. I was looking to see if I had any written down anything this week, but I did not.
So there's something we got. What do you got? What do you
got? We got time. We got to go to Target.
That's interesting.
It comes with that shirt and that.
What is that, a package?
Yeah, it's a... Yeah.
Oh, you got to buy those separate.
No, it comes in a package.
The shirt's, the shirt's pretty legit. Ruben's showing me some nerdy shit. The shirt's pretty legit, though. Anyway, so you have anything written down?
Nah, I didn't have anything written down.
How dare you, son? You're not trying hard enough. So you and I were having a discussion earlier, and we were talking about how you felt that... Because you... I told you, I'm like, is fucking The Rock actually looking to... become president, and you're like, fucking no, I better not, because he would suck. And I'm like, would he suck though? Would he suck? And you were like,
I said it like that.
What'd you say then?
I don't know. It's a long time ago. Over it.
You said that you thought Trump would be a better president than The Rock.
I said, I think Trump is better suited for it.
How so?
Based on he has, I was basing this whole thing on. Business experience, and he's had businesses,
but do you
and
feel
he's cheated the government out of millions of dollars.
So, do you feel that business experience equals good presidency or good president?
I think it is a good. He'd be a good politician. Yeah, I know.
Trump.
Yeah, I think he would be a good politician. Like, if he was, he'd be a good senator or whatever. I don't think he's a good president.
So, but so you still
he knows
think
like shady backroom deals. Like, he can do that stuff. If you need something done shady at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and needs to get done by 7 o'clock. He's your guy.
So, but so do you think that?
And I don't think The Rock can do that for you.
What, the shady deals?
The shady deals. Or even just run a company. But maybe I'm completely wrong, because The Rock is his own person. He has his shows. He has what, that show Ballers?
That dude is so fucking busy, it's not even funny.
Yeah, like,
he's
filming
a couple movies.
Yeah.
He's got that Baller show he films. He does all that shit with Under Armour. He does the stuff with Ford.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is almost as busy as Ryan Seacrest was like 10 years ago when he was relevant.
Yeah, so maybe I'm wrong, because I thought about it a bit more. I go, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are not so different, really.
My opinion of it differed, first of all, because we've seen at least 100 days of Trump in power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that dude has not done shit.
Yeah.
I don't think he's done shit except piss people off.
Yeah.
And, like, did you see he went to some fucking conference or some shit? And keep in mind, I don't keep up with politics whatsoever. I don't give one flying fuck, like... It's so annoying for me to hear how much shit he's in the news. Like, I am over it. But I did see the video clip of he went to some conference where it was a whole bunch of people, like they're maybe philanthropists that were trying to, I don't know, is it NATO? Maybe it was NATO. I don't know where the fuck he went. But all I know is that apparently at the end of the hallway, they were all walking by. It's like all presidents and leaders of different countries. And they were all walking out. And I think there was like a press crew at the end of that hallway. And they're like at the end, they would stop and get pictures. And apparently I saw, did you see this clip I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
He almost like slaps the dude and pushes him the fuck away so he can get to the front. Just so he can get to the front of the pack. I'm like, that is the biggest like chimp shit I've ever seen. It's just like, let me get to the top of the fucking mountain. Like, and that's all he did. And in the beginning, and then it's like the dude that he pushed did not look happy. And everybody else just looked uncomfortable. Like some people were having conversations amongst each other. And he was just there kind of pretending to smile at people. And then just kind of like looking around like, how long do I have to be here and take these photos? Like be here in the presence of these other people. Like it's just like, it seems like he's just trying to flex on people. But he's not, I don't know if he's doing anything. I don't follow it closely enough.
No,
but
I don't. Once again, I don't. We have to get like a got somebody who follows us and who's like actually bipartisan on it to like give us what he's actually doing. But yeah, I don't really follow it. Then I just know they make a big deal about every fucking thing he does, and everything he does is not really newsworthy.
No, it's not. But the problem is that I think he is choosing to be too vocal for a president.
Yeah,
like you need to take that motherfucker's Twitter away. You need to keep him the fuck away from other people.
He probably doesn't need a Twitter.
No, he doesn't need a Twitter. I feel like the wind's going to get picked up by all this shit, so I apologize if it's windy as shit. Yeah, so I don't... This freaking wind is going to bother me. So
I'm going to listen. Back in your car?
I'm going to listen to this. No, I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to scrap it. Watch. What? If it sounds like shit, I'm scrapping it.
You better go back in the fucking car. I said some hilarious shit already.
I'm just wondering if the wind's going to be... Anyways, I wonder... I think you can hook up
headphones. We're going to look like two gays in your car.
Oh, the windows are going to like that, dog. Why you got to say it like that?
I was going to say faggot, so you're like, yeah, I went down.
I think I could put a headphone on this and listen to the audio as I'm filming it, but I could be wrong. I need to look into this. But anyways, I don't know what the hell that dude's doing, but my point was that in like all the time we've been doing this shit, what I mean by this shit, I mean like social media stuff. So for a long time I had the fitness channel and we did some Instagram shit and we've done this for a little bit now. Well, I think this is number 50, dog. By the way, congratulations. This is number 50. Holy shit. Holy shit. Number 50. Hot damn. Anyways, as long as we've been doing this shit, I've realized one thing. Like, all of these popular Instagram hoes and all these popular Instagram people and YouTube people and all that stuff, like, they don't get popular just because their content is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a huge variable. If your content is good, you can't continue to stay relevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these people, if not all of them, have, like, agents and they have people that are working behind the scenes to get them more popular, to have them contact other people so they can do collaborations. Like, for example, when The Rock opened his YouTube channel, he had he flew a fuck ton of, like, the top YouTubers, and they did a whole bunch of skits and a whole bunch of dumb shit. And his YouTube channel now has got to be over 10 million. And he just started, like, 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago. Like, but he did that because he has an agent, and the agents got together with other people. I mean, you see it in MMA all the time. Like, these people have the similar agents, and, you know, it's a connections that you make, and that's how you bring more people on. Those people meet your people, and it becomes like you get big fast. And that's what it is with all these Instagram hoes. Like, the Instagram hoes all kind of share each other's stuff, and then they have, like, managers and agents who will call people and get them stuff on other stuff. And so that's why you see a lot of these Instagram hoes are very quickly, like, transitioning to music videos. You see them in music videos. You're like, I know that chest, that Instagram hoe.
I wiped off to her.
Oh, jeez.
I swiped up on that.
Oh, jeez. So I paid for that Patreon.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what I'm starting to realize. And so I hate saying this because it sounds negative, but, like, I feel like any grassroots things like this podcast or whatever won't survive in a medium that's already been established without some of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this was like a brand new social media where it was still hard getting people on it, maybe you can get away with it. But now YouTube is no longer what it was 5 years ago. It was just people uploading their home movies or dumb crazy clips. Now it's like a gigantic business with people making a lot of fucking money on YouTube. Like, some people are making, like, at least, like, easily 20 grand a month fucking uploading videos. And that's a lot of money. So, and my point to all this is that, like, The Rock didn't automatically know to contact all these YouTubers and fly them out. Like, The Rock went from some, like, The Rock, let me put this in an easy way to rephrase this. The Rock is the Justin Timberlake of NSYNC. And what I mean by that, he was propelled up by WWF or WWE now. And he had the same opportunities all of those dudes had. And the only reason that dude is now doing movies, commercials, he's an athlete for Under Armour, he's a guy for Ford, he's making a series on whatever, he's got like two documentary series that he's filming right now, one about prison, one about some other shit. I mean, the only reason why he's got all this is because he's got his whole team, that Seven Brucks production, his whole, he built a team that he's almost like the main guy for, but that whole team is always fucking hustling, doing shit, right? And my point is that that's what he's good at. He's a charming guy, and he can be a little douchey, but for the most part, most people seem to like him, despite whether or not you know who he is. I mean, that might be a character altogether.
Yeah.
But My point is that I think he'd be a better president because he's a better people person, first of all. He's not.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd almost want a president like him because he's big as fuck. So if Putin or whatever the fuck his name is gets in a room with him, he's not going to try to swell up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you hear the fucking gangster savage shit that Putin would do to Obama?
Yeah.
Like, Obama would go over there for some retreats or whatever, and it'd be like in the middle of winter, and Putin would come out riding his horse like shirtless and shit in the middle of winter just to be like, look what I'm doing. You can't do this shit. And he'd do it outside of Obama's room just to be like, check whose big dick is bigger now. Yeah. Mine is. Yeah, like, he goes swimming in the middle of winter just to, like, show off.
Putin might want to kill all of us, but that dude's a fucking G.
That dude's hilarious. He's savage. And so I don't think he'd be doing that on The Rock. Like, he's not going to try to flex up on The Rock. The Rock is just going to take off his shirt and be like, let me curl a little bit, show you what's up.
He just curls the car.
That's right. Like, I think you almost want a guy like The Rock because he seems like he would know how to handle himself professionally. But then you would take him seriously if he got a little mad. You know what I mean? Yeah. But also, I think if he knew how to integrate a team like that into the presidency and have his own team, because that's essentially what the president does, right? Like, the president goes in and then he looks at whoever is like the guy for the Treasury and the guy for this and all the Supreme Court judges. And he looks at all these people and he's like, I don't think some of these people are competent. So then he'll, like, wipe the fucking floor clean like Trump's been doing, hiring all these fucking crazy people. And then he then hires a whole new team. So I think if he could do that and even have his $7 production people hire, like, a whole competent team of, you know, mixed individuals, he could potentially be a really good candidate, honestly. I mean, whether or not... Is he going to be the best president ever? Probably not. But I think he understands that the people that you put into your circle are going to be the ones that propel you to be more successful.
Yeah.
And he really is. Like, Justin Timberlake's the only guy that you give a fuck about at this point.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest difference is, like, Trump is like, I'm going to do all this shit myself. I'm going to tell you. Even though he has a team, he's like, I'm going to tell all you people what I want you to do, as to where The Rock is like, I have this team. I want to know what they think.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's probably the difference. So, yeah, I mean, he might be. I mean, it's probably true. He might be good. Because The Rock is going to be like, all right, we have a meeting with Putin. Give me. What the hell was that?
It sounded like a camera noise. What the fuck was that? Who's taking pictures?
He's going to be like, I got a meeting with Putin. Sounds like glass breaking.
Yeah, somebody just died over there.
Yeah. Give me all the information we got on, like, all the last meetings with Putin and what's going on. As to where
Trump's like, Trump, I'm gonna go in there and he's gonna
Trump is
meeting.
Like, this dick, he's gonna suck it by the end of this. It's gonna be big. Very big. Yeah, so you know, I'm gonna give him a shot.
I still can't believe that dude's president.
Hey, man.
He seems
like Hillary fucked up.
He's slowly becoming the... Was it Charlie Sheen? No, who's the guy that plays him on SNL?
Don't watch SNL.
Who's that fucking dude that fucking always plays him on SNL? Anyways, you guys know who it is. He's slowly becoming that guy. Like, that guy was always an extreme version of him. Now he's slowly becoming that guy. It's really fucking bizarre.
Hey, man, maybe he'll surprise. Maybe Trump will surprise us. He'll his next however many days he got, he'll fit in perfectly.
I just haven't seen. I honestly have not heard him do anything.
Not very much. I know he tried to do away with Obamacare and those people
were gone?
Like, no,
still there.
Yeah, because
how'd the Republicans not take it out? Doesn't he have a Republican Senate too?
Yeah, and the Republicans were like, no, we don't like him.
Oh God, the Republicans don't even like him.
No, and they're like, no, we're not gonna do it.
Oh jeez.
And then he was like, yeah, because all you guys are against me. What do you? Why are you all mad at me? Don't be mad at me, all you people. I gave you the bill, so don't be mad at me.
The whole thing just seems like a clusterfuck.
It is. It's really
like, can we just get rid of this dude and get somebody competent? Like, you know, I didn't pay attention to much to politics going into it. You know, but I kind of like the Bernie guy.
Yeah, fuck. You guys did Bernie so fucking wrong. Just like that dude we saw at the comedy show. He was like, you guys did Bernie wrong? You did fucking Bernie wrong.
That was Joey Diaz.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Joey.
I think we saw another one, too, who said the same thing. But Joey Diaz.
Yeah, he said, you guys didn't want fucking Bernie. You guys didn't want fucking Bernie when he was there. Why the fuck did you pick Bernie? Now you're out of your fucking complaining when Trump was there.
Bernie, you guys did Bernie wrong, man.
Yeah, no, Bernie, I was watching him debates. And I don't pay attention to this bullshit, but I go to my parents occasionally and they're freaking always have it on. But I was watching Bernie debate some Republican dude, and the Republican dude would not admit that fucking Trump was wrong. He would not. And Bernie, like, got to the point where he was just like, let's take this step by step. Did he not do this? And he's like, he did, but he did it in the intent. I was like, oh, come on. And like Bernie was like, he was fiery, man. I'm like, for a dude that old to be fiery, that's pretty good.
He's like 900 years old. Like, what are you going to do to him?
I think people's fear with Bernie was that he was so old that he was going to die.
Yeah, like,
the pressure was going to kill him.
Yeah, it was going to kill him.
You see what it did to Obama. And, you know, they say black don't crack. And that dude, he's looking a little hard at the end.
Yeah, no, he was going to die. But, hey, man, he would have won it.
It almost seems like as a president, at the end of every day, you put your hand on a ball and it drains some of your life energy every day. And after the 8 years, you literally look like you've been being fed on by a vampire for like all 8 years every night. Like, yeah. You look rough.
That's what happens when you're part of the Illuminati. What happens?
I don't think you're part of the Illuminati if you're president. You're probably like some pawn in the Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan is telling you what to do.
The lizard people tell you what to do?
Lizard people.
They give you the. You think when you're president, they give you the book of the secrets?
That's the first thing I'd go in there and be like, what's going on with Roswell? Is that a real thing or are we just bullshitting? I'm like, I want a tour of Area 51 right now. I don't want you cleaning it up. I want you to take me right now. Warm up that jet.
And they're like, sir, we can't take you there. Like, why are you shaking your head but telling me yes at the same time? Like, is the world flat? Like, sir, the world is round. You're shaking your head at me still. Why? Is the world flat, dude? I know people love saying the world's flat.
Dude, why is this such a big thing?
It looks round as fuck from where we're sitting.
I feel like one guy said it that really believes it. And then all these other people are just giant trolls. They're like, no, world's flat, dog. Why can't you see? You know what I mean? I'm just like, seriously? Seriously? I'm like, dude, I'm not getting into the discussion. If you're a flat world person, flat earth person,
walk off it.
I am not having that discussion with you. There is so many like physics that they can prove it. Like, who was the guy that originally fucking history sucks in my brain right now. Who was the guy that originally discovered the circumference of the earth? Like, this was hundreds of years ago too. I found out recently how they did it because I was listening. I'm like, how did they figure that out? Because it was like in the 1800s they found out, like, on average what the circumference of the earth and how big the earth is. And you know how they did it? They apparently what they did, damn, this is going to be boring as fuck, but education people, some dude saw the position of the sun and he looked down at the well and saw where it was at the well. And then he would, I think, see how long it would take for the sun to travel across and how long it would travel across the well, and then he'd go somewhere else the next day at the same time and then see how long it would take for whatever, and that based on the travel of the sun is how they figured the circumference of the earth. And I sat to myself, I'm like, the 1800s, I was like, I don't think they have like indoor plumbing.
No, they don't.
I'm like, they don't have indoor plumbing, all right? How the fuck would you figure that out? I would have never got that. You could have left me in a room full of naked women and have been like, every single one of these women is yours when you figure this out. I would have never figured it out. I would have died with gigantic blue balls. Never figured it out.
Yeah, well, there's that one dude too who was watching the boats go and he was like, man, I can't see that boat anymore. It's weird. He's like, this shit must be round. And he told the dude next to him, he's like, no, man, the world's flat.
He just fell off the end.
He's like, fell off the end. He's like, no, because I see it coming up, though, on the horizon. And mine's blown. They're like, shit, this motherfucker is round. That was it. That was how we figured it out. Back in the 1800s, man.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy. It's crazy. Like, now they're making memes about it where it's like, oh, there's not flat. It's one of this. It's like a fucking planet on the back of a turtle.
Might be.
Might be.
Might be hollow, too. Did you hear the hollow one?
No, what's the hollow?
You haven't heard the hollow one?
No.
Oh my God. You need to go home, look up that crazy shit. That's the most bonkers fucking shit you have ever heard. Let me give you the brief summary. This is going to have to be the picture.
Oh, it's fuck.
The hollow earth theory. The earth is actually hollow. Remember how you were telling me, what is it? Doomsday is his planet?
Yeah.
So the earth is actually like that on the inside. It's all hollow on the inside. And on the inside, there's a utopian society of aliens that live in there. And they got dinosaurs and shit. It looks like Jurassic Park. They got volcanoes. Looks like Lord of the Rings and shit.
Why? How do they figure this?
Because apparently the aliens just pop out sometimes to give us things. But they can't be here on the sunlight too long.
What is this called?
It's a hollow earth theory.
Hollow earth.
They can't be here on the earth too long. But they pop out of like holes in the ground or volcanoes or some shit like that.
Well, have you ever heard of the Anunnaki?
Oh yeah.
Like that is such, look, man, although it might be full of shit, right? I think it is one of the most fascinating, like, alien theories ever. Like, this came from, where did this fucking come from? Some dude? Like, a scientist or some shit? I can't remember where this came from, but the Anunnaki alien thing is essentially saying that there is a planet, what is it, outside of Pluto,
mm-hmm.
that has a really random-ass orbit, so that it doesn't orbit, like, a very circular fashion that, like, all the planets do that we know about. Like, so Earth, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, we're all kind of some sort of almost circular, so we have a very traditional path. Well, this one has a very oblong path along the sun. And so only every couple of thousands of years do we ever get close enough. It gets close enough to the Earth, apparently, this planet of the Anunnaki. And apparently, they say that this is the trippy part. So it says that when they got close to Earth, they genetically modified apes, and then we eventually evolved from it. But then another reason that they modified them is to give them the urge to look and treasure gold. Because apparently the Anunnaki planet, the atmosphere, is getting really, really weak. Look at this motherfucker. I go out of my way to park far as fuck, and this fucker parks next to me. It always happens. Every goddamn time.
You can't get rid of that car, son.
Every goddamn time.
Get rid of that car. You know what you would have this problem in a Prius?
His fucking broke-ass car. Motherfucker. I'm going to go shank him with my fucking knife. Anyways, back to the Anunnaki. So they genetically modified chimps to want and desire gold because apparently their atmosphere is breaking apart and the thing that can save it is gold. So they kept us here, modified us, so that we would want gold. So when we cross again, they would take our fucking gold, or we would give their gold. I don't know how the gold transportation goes.
How we transporting that shit?
I don't know. But long story short, it's a very fascinating theory.
Anunnaki,
right?
Are also Indians. Or
what?
There's something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a fascinating movie. But the idea that these motherfuckers essentially created us to just want gold, which is interesting, right? Like we essentially did choose what thing is valuable, because we could have just as easily picked charcoal and said, hey, charcoal is our form of currency. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we picked diamond and we picked fucking diamond and gold to be valuable. Why did we pick that shit? Why did we say this shiny shit is a valuable shit?
Why didn't we
pick aluminum and say, hey man, this is the valuable stuff?
I don't want to be racist, but if these Mexicans don't have a pit bull, I'll be fucking surprised.
I don't think they're Mexican, dog. I think they're white. So it's just the
same statement.
Anyway, so that's my point. Like my point is, it's kind of fascinating. The fact that we all decided on this planet, gold is valuable. Like, why would we decide that? What if my thing is like Jolly Ranchers? I think Jolly Ranchers are valuable, therefore they're the most valuable thing on Earth to me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do we go with gold? It's fascinating, but it's a really random ass thing. All the people are listening right now are like, shut the fuck up about aliens and politics.
Hey,
I agree.
Want to know.
The Anunnaki thing is fascinating.
Go deep, man. Go deep. Go very deep.
Well, it's primarily because it's the likelihood of gold. The gold thing is the hilarious part, because we are all, that's how we all defined treasure and value, was the gold. I mean, we've supposedly, not anymore because it's all full of shit now, but we used to base our money off of gold. Now they just print money like it's fucking condom wrappers.
Just like that, huh?
Just like that.
Interesting. Well, there you go, people. You just got learned.
Hollow Earth theory. You learned about the Anunnaki. Man, you can go to your nerdy guys and try to pick up nerdy dudes and be like, have you heard about this Anunnaki thing? And just start conversation.
Just learn how the Earth got round. Is Earth round? Might be a cone.
Watch, there's going to be a whole bunch of fucking weirdos that are, a whole bunch of nerds are going to find this podcast.
Excuse me. Cthulhu made it. He shit us out on his wing.
Where the fuck does that Cthulhu thing come from?
That's what the Mormons believe.
Shut the fuck up. The Mormons do not believe in Cthulhu.
Well, they worship Bunsen burner?
I don't know, man.
No, Scientology. We didn't even get to Scientology.
Scientology is funny.
They worship that Cthulhu.
Scientology.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They believe in aliens.
Which is Cthulhu.
No, Cthulhu is in the water. It's like a squid thing.
Why does he got wings then?
Fuck if I know, man.
Fuck.
I didn't create the motherfucker.
People need to come up with your gods better, man. At least my god you can't see. He can look like anything. You put a face on your god, it don't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't know where Cthulhu came
from. He
got
wings, but he's in the water and shit. What?
I think he came from like a story, to be honest with you. Like a
H.P.
book.
H.P. Lovecraft, yeah.
Like a book.
People think his shit's real.
But he's the same guy that created Scientology? Because from my understanding, the guy that created Scientology was a very unsuccessful...
Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, he was a very unsuccessful fiction writer.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn red flag. He's a fiction writer that created a church, a religion. Yeah. Like, isn't that a fucking red flag?
It would be.
Just like
when that chick told me she has one kid and she's kind of with and not with her baby daddy. Oh, I was like, wait, that's a red flag.
That's a big red flag.
I should leave.
That's a big
red flag. Let me get in deeper. I wasn't like, do you want some dick? No, I was like, no, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, that's weird. So check this out. I heard this recently. And just because it sounds so primal, I want it to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no proof that this is real. So do your own research, people, on everything. But I heard this thing that supposedly, according to people, could be scientists, could be like the hobo down the street. I don't know. But according to people, apparently females have the ability to like smell clothes that guys have worn. So like not clothes that have cologne or whatever, but to smell the guy's musk and tell whether or not they're like sexually compatible with them. Like if their DNA would match well.
Oh, see, I thought you were like, oh, they know if they're with another chick.
No. I was like, crazy like that. Nothing crazy like that. No.
My bad.
No. But
no wonder she didn't return my text.
Oh, fuck. No. But apparently, when they take birth control, because that messes with your hormones, it throws that completely out the window.
Mm. And they just want to fuck everything.
No. They can't tell her whether or not you're compatible or not. Mm. And what I mean compatible is like if genetically you guys would do well. Like you guys would breed good babies, right? Versus like weird Cthulhu babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I thought that was fascinating. I wanted to ask some females. And I know there's some of you listening to this podcast, all two of you. Let me know. I'm curious. But nowadays, you can't even ask that of a woman because most women are on birth control nowadays. Especially our age, most women are on birth control. If not, just taking sweet frothy lows, just straight. You know what I'm saying?
About that Twinkie life?
About that Twinkie.
about that Twinkie life.
Hashtag fill to the rim. Hashtag no pull-out game. Hashtag raw dog. Hashtag love it. Fill it to the rim.
Oh, jeez.
Hashtag pours out.
Pours out.
I just keep going just to gross people out.
I saw a video like that multiple times. Might be in my save history.
Hashtag rearranging shit.
That's a little much.
I got to take it to the end, man. I got to take it to the end. I thought that was fascinating. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That's interesting.
I need to start a Survey Monkey with this podcast so I can put these things on Survey Monkeys and women can just fill out the surveys. I want to collect data. I want to get things, scientific research papers coming out of this.
Can you smell if I'm going to fuck you right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Interesting. That's the question for this week.
Can you smell if I fuck you? That's
the question. Put that on the description. Question this week.
We get no females commenting back, man. I've been trying to get emails from these women on relationship questions. Let me know what's going on with your
best friend,
shitty dates and your bad decisions and why he didn't call you. And I get none of those. None of them.
Everybody got those problems.
How dare you, people? Everybody's got those people.
Somebody.
If you're not in a relationship right now.
Some people are just in happy relationships.
Bullshit.
That's why they drive home so slowly on the freeway while I'm trying to get home.
Dude, I hate that, man. People are like, got no interest in getting home. I'm like, you're just unhappy.
Yeah, I know.
All right? I'm happy. I'm trying to get home. You're unhappy because you want to avoid your kids and your fucked up wife that you're no longer attracted to. Can I just get home and you get the fuck out of my
way? Do what the normal people do. Cheat on her.
Oh, fuck.
That'll make you drive faster.
Drive to the new girls.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dark.
I drive fast as fuck.
I'm trying to get some before I get home.
I'm trying to get some before I get some more.
Oh, jeez.
Clean off the stink. She can smell it, apparently.
That's always the most hilarious part of that Cleveland show where he's just like, yo, laying the stink out. No, it's Family Guy,
family
right?
Family Guy, yeah.
Because Cleveland was fucking the dog guy's girlfriend. And he's like, Kathleen. And she's like, he was like, you're letting the stank out.
Was it Quagmire's wife?
No. It was the dog guy.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that show in forever.
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious.
You're letting the stank out. That's dark.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. It's just, Now I'm thinking about
Now you're thinking about a different stank. You're a horrible person.
Yeah, I can be. I can definitely be. So I was telling you earlier how like I went to a dealership and I was trying to, like, this guy was helping me and I was trying to be very patient. I don't have very much of that patience shit. And why does everything take so long, man? I got a list of shit I'm trying to accomplish in a day. And when you're cock-blocking my productivity, you're going to irritate the fuck out of me.
Right.
And this guy's like telling me how he used to be a preacher and how like he didn't like the politics. And then he starts going to the fact that he wrote a book and he had the book in his fucking desk. And he's like talking about like success and like his 20 rules for success. And I was like, aren't you supposed to be filling out that goddamn paper you're on right now? Like, can you shut the fuck up and just fill out that paper? Because you're taking up my time now. I'm not going to buy your book. I thought you were supposed to be trying to sell me a car here. I'm not going to buy your book. I don't want to hear about your church drama. The reason why I'm not going to church, that I don't have to hear this bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we just fill this out, man? It doesn't seem like you can do two things at once. So why in the fuck are you doing the things that you can't do that are affecting my productivity? Why don't you shut the fuck up and just write that shit down? How about that? Not trying to be an asshole. But I kind of am because I need to get somewhere. Plus, it had been like 6 hours since I ate, so I was about to punch him through the face.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I got my car from that place I got my car from.
Yeah.
Where we went. Because they tend to be a little bit quicker about
that
stuff.
They are.
And that's why I tend to go there. Last week when we went there again, that's why I'm like, I want to go here again because they were so quick. Even when I bought it, when my mom bought her car there too, they were quick about it.
That's right. You guys got two cars there.
So I was like, they're quick about it. So let's just get it here. I already know them.
And you get my car appraised by them.
So I was like, we'll be in and out. They didn't have any cars at that moment. Well, they had some. They're a little bit out of my price range. But, I mean, I still feel like I want to go there. And then your story right now is just like back that up more that I don't want to be at a place for 6 hours.
It just takes so long to do everything. And I wasn't giving that dude my social. I wasn't giving that dude. Like, I gave him my ID. But that ID had like three houses ago. Like, damn, that son. ID does not have the right address.
Dude, if you get in a, God forbid, a horrible...
Horrible accident?
Horrible accident.
What, you think they're going to ship our bodies to the house on your ID? They're going
to ship your body to that old house over there.
Not even that one. It's the one over there, but... They're not going to ship your body. They'll figure something out. Like, what's your emergency contact? Zero.
They're going to call San Maria Middle School.
They're going to call our elementary school?
Yeah.
Be like, we're going to have to pull records from that. Those are in storage. Do you think they shred those? Do they shred, like, records from elementary?
They should still have them.
Why? Why would they have them? Who gives a shit? Nobody's ever going to have to call your elementary to confirm you completed it.
They probably shred them. I think they need them just to make sure you're a person. So they're probably some. They're probably at district office.
That's a lot of paperwork for a lot of kids, man.
It's just one paper. It says you went here.
Yeah, but how many kids have gone through there since us? You got to remember, that area has increased a lot, dude.
At least three Walmarts.
When you, because, okay, so some of you that go know, like, Ruben and I know each other for a long fucking time. But, like, you live there probably as long as I live there, right, in that neighborhood?
Mm.
When you moved in there, do you remember if there was a bunch of white people around you?
Yeah, there's a ton of white people around me.
Like, when I moved in there, it was all white people around me. All of them. And I bet you when we moved in, they're like, fuck, there goes the neighborhood.
Well, my parents had bought that house brand new.
No fucking way. What year was that?
86.
They bought the house supposedly, brand new?
Well, you can't see me. I'm doing air quotation marks. Supposedly 86. Right before
I was
born.
That's crazy. Nobody had ever lived in that house before, huh?
And we were supposed to buy the house right across from my house. But then apparently that one wasn't built yet, and the one I lived in was. So my parents were like, oh, we'll take that one.
Dude, the house across the street was way bigger.
Yeah, even though the one across the street had an extra bedroom. I'm like, you two are fucking cheap. Even in the 80s, you two were fucking cheap.
Well, your parents probably weren't making very good money in the 80s.
You're going in. They told me the difference. It wasn't that much of a difference.
With an extra bedroom? Man, yeah. They make bad decisions back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, fucking, it's the same people always.
Fuck all that.
So, yeah. But, yeah, they lived there. We lived there a whole 27 years?
I don't know, man. Something like
that. Yeah, that's the only house I ever knew.
That's right. I moved so much in that time. Like, I freaking... Well, once I moved there, I was like one move, another move, and now another move, and kind of another two moves. So, a lot of fucking moving. I will say I've started to limit the amount of shit I have. Like, I have too much shit. That's why I'm also slowing down on collecting any more shit, because I'm like, I don't want any more shit to move, man.
Oh, fuck, there's ants here.
Damn, they're all on your side, too. They love you. See, you hate bugs, and they love you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with your shit. I don't bullshit around, ants. I don't bullshit around. I would legit crush you like Thor's hammer.
Like Thor's hammer? Damn, I wonder where they came from.
Up in ya.
I might have.
You got an anthill up your ass.
I might
Along with that salt and stick.
I say they
you got
felt all the salt, right? That's crazy. They weren't here earlier. Fuck, all right. I'm going to sit on your lap.
Shit. Might not be my lap, dog. Oh!
Oh, you made it gay. That's crazy. They weren't here earlier.
You got, like, a legit bug phobia?
I don't like to be around them.
Any bugs? Can you, like, ants? Can you do ants?
Yeah, ants are fine.
Can you, like, tarantula?
No. You know, I used to be fine, but then my dad has a fear of tarantulas. Not spiders. Like, spiders that are around the house, he's like, fucking get it, mister. Don't be a bitch. And
he's telling you that because he didn't want to do it.
And then I'll be like, no, I don't want to do it. And so he'll do it. But if he sees like a tarantula on TV, he'll freeze. We went to Petco one time. He saw they had a tarantula in the little aquarium thing.
Yeah.
He freaked the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, no, fuck this. Fuck this, mister. Fuck that. I'm like, it's in glass. He's like, no, fuck this.
So you could hold a tarantula?
I might be able to.
So what's your thing? Just like weird shaped bugs? Like what the?
Like I don't,
you had a bitch
fade
like two podcasts in a row.
But like I don't know where they're coming from. Like my thing is I don't know where they're coming from.
So do you remember those old Fear Factor shows? Like could you lay there and just have a bunch of cockroaches thrown on you?
Yeah, I probably could do that because I'm like, oh, they're putting them on me, and that's where they're coming from. Like, I don't know where these ants are coming from. That's why I started looking, where are they coming from?
I legit almost want to pay somebody to throw bugs on you.
Like, are they coming from me? Are they in my ass? Do they come from my pee hole? Where are they coming from?
You're afraid that they're giving you, like, urethra check or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. I almost want to, like, now pay people who are bug collectors or, like, people who have bugs just to try different bugs on you, see if you freak the fuck out. Like, have you ever seen those Mexican hissing spiders? Those fucking ones that have, like, pincers and shit?
Oh, yeah. My dad says he killed one of those.
Wait, what the fuck he killed one of those at? He's like, I was a time, mister, where, here's your dad talks like this. He's like, mister, there was a time where I worked for the intergalactic space troopers, and I used to put this armor on and shoot gigantic bugs in space. That was my life, mister.
That was my whole life.
And then you came along, and I had to come back to Earth.
I had to calm the fuck down after I had a kid.
We got to rewatch Starship Troopers.
He said he killed one of those at the old house where I was just telling you guys about. He said he killed one.
Dude, now that...
He said he... To be honest, he goes, I was trying to kill it with the bug spray, but it wouldn't die, so I got this shovel and I cut it in half.
Jeez.
I was like, okay, that. Thank you for that. I don't believe that,
but whatever.
You telling me you killed it would have been fine. You didn't tell me you had an epic Dragon Ball Z battle with it.
The west side of town here is starting to get a lot of those fucking spiders from Afghanistan.
Camel spiders?
Yeah, those gigantic motherfuckers. I hear they're not deadly. Look, there's a spider right there. You see that spider right there? That's like the one Spider-Man got bit from. You got to go on this side of the pole. It's hanging this side of the pole. This side.
Well, I got this.
Just go around and hold it. You got this. See it? You know, it's like the one Spider-Man got bit by. They're starting to get those camel spiders. I don't think they're deadly, if I'm not mistaken, but they're big as fuck. They're like small crabs.
Yeah.
Big as fuck. I'm not a big scared of spiders, but it's almost like I don't want them motherfuckers touching me.
Yeah, my thing is, like, I don't know where they're coming from. Like, when we're at the other place, doing it.
You know what will freak you the fuck out? Have you seen those? I think it's like Brazil. Or no, it's like Australia. Where it's like, it looks like a nest, and then you poke it, and it's a gigantic fucking ball of spiders, and they just all go everywhere, and they look, I'm like, God dang, that's
Australia is a place I'm not ever fucking going. So many things can kill you over there.
Yeah, man, some dead. Have you seen that video where, like, somebody's flushing the toilet, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? And they flush it, and there's a gigantic fucking spider that's in the top rim of it, and it's just holding on against the water.
and they're trying to push it down, and it's like pushing back. It's like resistance.
Yeah. Well, the scariest part is, like, look, if he can survive that water, one of these days, you got to kill that thing, because if you don't kill it, it's going to come back up and go up your vagina or some shit. All the ladies right now just clench their vaginas up. Oh, something got on me. All these ladies just clench their vagina up, like sealed it shut like a fucking armor door.
Oh, fuck. While you're saying that, I'm going to show you this. That's why I'm standing. Like, I don't know where they are, and I don't... Like, we just had ants in our house. The new house. Cause
spray, motherfuckers.
Well, they came, like, in the house... They were behind our stove, actually. So, like, we sprayed them. And, like, it was no big deal. Because I'm like, oh, that's where they're coming from. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem.
You got to spray more often, man. Like, once a month, you got to go out there with that.
We did, but they came from behind our oven. Like, that's...
Why the fuck do you have bugs behind your oven?
Apparently, we look behind there. It's not sealed up very nicely.
That's all bullshit. What are you guys throwing back there? Parties?
Hey, we had never moved the oven before, so...
At the new house or old house?
No, the new house.
What the fuck?
Well, I gotta show you this picture because you told me about sealing up vaginas.
What the fuck? Ugh, that's gross. That's gross. Describe people you just showed me, you nasty motherfucker.
All right, so you heard about the camel toe, right?
Yes.
Well, when you're a little bit overweight... and you have sprinklers.
It sounded like a snake right here.
Dude, I thought that was a snake. Like, I was about to knee you in the face and run.
All right, so camel toe.
When you have a camel toe, well, this is for when you're a little bit larger, quite a bit larger, and you're wearing a very tight bathing suit, and maybe you got out of the water, or you're just way too fat, that creases up on that camel toe turns into a pork knuckle.
A pork knuckle. Ugh.
That gave you chills?
Yeah, man. You talk about spiders, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But you talk about pork knuckle, I'm like, wait, what?
I'll give you a palate cleanser.
Have you started joining any of these? I know last time you talked about. Yeah, yeah, I'm all about that. Have you ever talked? I know like a couple weeks ago you mentioned getting on that a couple of those Instagram hoes, Patreons.
She needs to have a Patreon.
Yeah, she's doing modeling now. What's that girl doing?
Hoeing. No, not yet. I'm gonna look into it. On her Patreon too.
God, man, that's a good Bible verse. That's riveting.
It hits you in the heart, right?
It's riveting.
Right to the soul. No, I haven't yet. I'm going to though.
I got something I was gonna bring up, but I think I'm gonna do it on my new series coming up soon. I'm gonna tease the fuck out of that for the next few weeks. I've been filming a handful of them, and I'm trying to like get a good number of them because I'm trying to increase the production value on them. So I got a couple of them that I filmed, and I just need to edit them up. But I want to have them, a good chunk of them, in storage so I can consistently put videos up.
Consistently,
my bad. Also, along with this channel, here, let's fucking start walking back before these ants get in my asshole. Along with this channel, you'll start seeing podcasts on Monday. So, long story short, frequency on this stuff is going to start increasing. So, like, you'll start seeing podcasts on Monday because that's how we always upload them.
I'm leaving that cup there. Fuck that.
Stop being a girl. Where's the trash at?
Right there.
You're such a fucking, you're so bad at just...
Yeah, I know. Indians are crying.
Leaving shit everywhere. Anyways, along with Monday podcast, so this drops on Monday, every Monday, because I'm a goddamn man like that, and I put shit out on a regular basis. This comes out every Monday. And then I have a new series coming up when it comes to, like, project videos, because I got a fuck ton of them, because I'm a productive motherfucker, and I'm a goddamn man. That's right. Mm-hmm. I said it again. So those might be coming out weekly as well. And then... I also am going to have another series come out. I just don't know if I want to put out 3 videos a week just on this channel. So what I might do is alternate between project videos. And this new series is going to be fucking fire. It's going to be so fire that it's going to be not red fire. It's going to be like blue fire, that intense fire. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be that chemistry shit where, you know, you went to the Bunsen burners and they're like, all right, turn on your Bunsen burner. And after you threw that spark, it light up. But then you turn that Bunsen burner to make it more intense. And it was like a blue flame.
Damn.
She's going to be like that. Straight blue flame. Damn. Blue flame. Straight blue flame. Blue flame. Hashtag blue flame fire. Oh, blue shit. That's a good one.
Flame fire. That's a good one.
Blue flame fire. Wait, what? Blue flame fire. Fucking can't talk.
How did you like the podcast at Ramada number 3?
I'm not going to say I liked it. I mean, it's a lot of echo right now, probably, because we're in the car again. But it was fine. I just feel like we need some variation. So we do need to go pick up and kidnap new chicks from Starbucks. Just because I think these questions I brought up would be a lot easier if I had a female be like, yeah, no, I could totally smell like the dude... whether or not we're compatible, and I could just be like, you're fucking crazy. That's not a thing. You're not Wolverine.
You might be.
But you know me. I just like to talk shit. So
how does it get superpower when the juice is flowing?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think it'd be good to get some new dynamics, but, you know, you gotta switch things around, you know? Plus, I feel like we do sometimes get some female listeners, and I think a lot of them are probably screaming at their televisions, being like, that's not how shit happens. You're a dumb fuck.
If you want to be on the podcast, just tell us.
That's a good point. If you're local, I don't know how you'd know you're local, but if you're local, hit us up. Ruben can say either offensive shit that can offend you, or most likely not, try to save a hoe. You know, whatever. Fucking captain over here would try to save you. So... you know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you the captain now. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you fucking captain. I'm like, what up, captain? How you doing today? That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to call you fucking captain from now on. I'm like, welcome to the podcast. Jonathan and Captain here.
Oh, jeez.
That's my new fucking favorite thing. Hashtag captain. We need to fucking come up with a name for this thing, too. This fucking podcast. We're 50 episodes in. We don't got a fucking name yet. But anyways.
Look at that fucking bird. Oh, it's an owl. Bird. Yeah, it is a bird. That was an owl.
What the fuck are you looking?
down the sign.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is that?
It's an owl.
I thought that was fake.
It's an owl, yo.
Holy shit.
You ever seen those?
Nah, man. Usually they're hidden as fuck. That might be a mini owl.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little baby one.
Yeah, it's a little baby one.
No, that's a bird. I also have bigger eyes. See that? That dude's got a promising brow. Usually owls look like they've been hit with a hammer in the face.
This is like a desert owl, yo. Look at that. That's a fucking owl.
That's not an owl, dog. He went away until he heard us talking about him. He flew to the next sign. Fuck you, then. I didn't want to talk about you anyways. Anyways.
Bitch ass owl. Ain't no real owl. Ain't no forest owl.
All right, dog. All right, Captain. You want to fucking say anything to these people before we let go? Before you say goodbye?
No. Apparently, my new name is the Captain.
Captain, that's what I'm going to call you. I'm going to do that shit in public, too, like off podcast.
I'd be like, oh, does he have a boat? No, he just loves saving hoes.
I'm gonna be like, oh my God,
I love people who try to save me.
I'm going to be like, all right, guys, I'll take a number one, and the Captain will take a number two over here. I'm going to do that shit to you in public, too. Legitly. I'm going to go to your house later and be like, hey, Captain, where you at? And be like, why are you calling him Captain? Oh, you ask him. You ask him why the fuck I call him Captain. That's your thing now, dog. I'm going to legit call you Captain.
Like, oh, my God. Was he in Iraq? Was he a captain in Iraq? No. He just loves...
Captain of this boat you don't know about.
He's a captain of a boat called the SS Save-A-Ho.
All right, we're off, ladies and gentlemen. Always have a good Monday. All our shit's there below, social media stuff. I'll start linking previous podcasts so you can catch up on them, the playlist. What else is on there? Say hi. Questions, comments down below. Or email me at motivatedresults@yahoo.com. Hit that like button so we know what the fuck you like. I'm going to say goodbye. Any last words, Captain?
No.
All right, see you guys next Monday.